Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're continuing our discussion about real estate development. And today, we're going to focus on how to make sense of the numbers when you get different sets of analysis from different people and none of the numbers agree. And guess what, folks? This is a regular occurrence. So ready? Buckle up. Let's dive right in. So we are talking about how to make sense out of conflicting market data reports that try to determine the value of a property you're about to purchase or maybe a property you're about to build. I'm going to go through a very specific case study, and this is a project that I'm currently working on in the northwest of Houston. I've literally spent 10 hours, and I'm not joking, 10 hours reading through conflicting analysis from different sources. And every single one of these sources is perfectly legitimate, very credible, with a tremendous track record. So you might ask yourself the question, how is it possible that you have different credible sources giving you very different numbers? And it comes down to what are the underlying assumptions and when was the analysis done? This particular location, of course, as you know, earlier this year, Houston had a very significant event called Hurricane Harvey. And the market conditions prior to Hurricane Harvey and after the hurricane changed quite significantly. So depending on when the report was done, conditions changed. Vacancy rates went down significantly as there were a lot of damaged properties and people needed to relocate. Big question is that situation temporary or is it permanent? Did people leave Houston? If they left, did they leave temporarily or did they leave permanently? These are all questions that need to be addressed by the various market studies. And of course, Houston is not one market. It consists of a number of submarkets. And each of those submarkets have different forces of supply and demand at play. Usually those are driven by employment, commute time to work, things like that. Now you can overlay on top of that, am I located in a flood zone? Or am I located in an area that 6 months ago was 6 feet underwater? That's something that can significantly affect the desirability of a property, and it can affect the ebb and flow of people even within the metro area. Then the next group of folks that you're dealing with are the appraisers. Now, these are hired typically by the lender, the bank that's going to be funding the project. And it has to be an arm's length relationship. You know, we cannot, as a property owner, influence the appraisal in any way, and the bank gets to choose the appraiser. Depending on the constraints that the lender imposes on the appraiser, you will get a different number. So for example, if I was to hire an appraiser and I was to direct the appraiser to value a property assuming a sale taking place within 180 days, that's going to give me a very different price than if I tell the appraiser to assume a sale within 2 weeks. In a two-week type sale, you're going to have to sell at a fairly significant discount to the market. If you're willing to wait 6 months, you're going to get a different price. A common mistake that a lot of people make is when they look at an appraisal, they just look at the number on the last page. They look at what was the bottom line, but they don't read the assumptions that went into that. Unfortunately, there is no shortcut. You really need to sit down and analyze and understand the underlying assumptions before you simply take a piece of analysis and incorporate it and use it. There is no shortcut. You got to do the work, got to dig into the details, and only then are you going to be able to make sense out of all of these conflicting reports. In the meantime, as you're contemplating your projects, whether it's a single family home all the way on up to a multifamily complex, the process is exactly the same. Just add a few zeros if you're scaling up. Process is the same. Don't get befuddled by the numbers. Dig into the details and have a spectacular weekend. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.